always tell them, look, you are an unknown. Some of my music is hot. I'll make you famous. I don't know you, bro. I mean, first of all, let's talk about what makes a hit. I mean, first of all, you got to have a name. And I usually tell young people, look, when you're starting out, just come off with some cover tunes and do it better than the artist. I know I covered a few tunes and I didn't like the results because I didn't choose the right artist. I couldn't do that particular artist. A certain kind of artist, certain singers can do. And if you can't come up to the, at least to the level of the original artist, you don't need to try it. I would tell them to pick some of the old songs, like If You're a Woman. I mean, if you're a man, you can't do the man song, a B.B. King song. Do a Natalie Cole song, but do it better than Natalie. Because, I mean, just reverse it and do the male version, because that's an old song, and you done brought it back. See, that's, it's an already soul. So I want to ask you, what do you feel about that? Because I noticed, how many remakes have you did on your project since you've been rolling? Because, I mean, you're in the tops, and
I'm a different breed.
Yeah.
I believe the greats are great because they put their stuff out and they continue to do it. Mm-hmm. The only cover that I've recorded nationally was Little Wings by Jimi Hendrix.
Yes, I remember that.
But other than that, my theory, and this is not a right or wrong, this is mm-hmm. this is a theory of mine. I didn't want to come out, and this is when I was doing gospel, and even now, I didn't want to come out making somebody else, get notoriety off of someone else. Mm-hmm. I remember when I first came into the blues, the guys told me, you're not going to make it if you don't do cover tunes. You got to do all cover tunes, you know, for the first 2 years. I said, well, if I do cover tunes for the first 2 years, people will be coming to the Mr. Sip Show to hear a Johnny Taylor song.
Yeah.
You know, I said, what I'm going to do within 6 months is I'm going to sing my songs every night. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to kill my songs.
Yeah.
I'm going to do them like, you know, and I'm going to sing them every night. For me, what makes people remember what you do, you got to draw their attention first. If you draw their attention, mm-hmm. now learn how to hold their attention, even if it's on something that they never heard. Mm-hmm. If you get their attention, then you hold their attention. That makes them come back. Every time they come back, you feed them that same dinner you fed them.
Yeah.
That grabbed their attention. Mm-hmm. And you keep adding to that. You keep adding to that. My first blues song was Can I Ride With You off of the It's My Guitar album. Mm-hmm. And I vowed that I would sing that song every night of my life. Mm-hmm. To now, everywhere I go in the United States as well as other countries, that's one song that everybody will sing with me when I start it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When I start that song, everybody's singing the lyrics.
And the name of that is
Can I Ride With You?
Can I Ride
With
You?
Yeah, pretty lady.
Yeah. Can I Ride With You?
Everybody want to take the ride. Yeah. So what happens is we're talking about a song now that's 8 years old.
Is it 8 years old?
It's 8 years old, but everybody sang that song.
Because it's the blues, man. I mean, it's the fiber of the cotton fields where we came from. Mm-hmm. You know, our people. I remember your grandpa. I always tell you, I mean, he used to play that little tooth, and he would be playing them guitar. And he had a smile on his face, man. And every time I see you, I remember that. And I just fell in love with you and my wife. We just love you and what you're doing. And that's real talk from the heart. And this is what I want our people to have about. I mean, the attitude that you should have about your own. See, you are one of our own. You are teaching our youngsters how to work diligently and consistently. And that's what it's all about. You got to be there mentally, physically, emotionally, sexually, anything that need to be to move forward with God. A lot of people get into that. They say he's singing the blues and the gospel. What do you feel about this? I'll tell you what I tell them. I tell them God obviously ain't got no problem with it because you were just coming from the bank before you came over here.
Oh, yeah.
So obviously that talent, you done prayed about it. I remember when you was doing the gospel thing and I was doing the blues and I used to sneak you on the road with the glasses. Put the glasses. They ain't want to hear no Superman. They ain't want to hear no Xavier Park. They said, man, who is that little nigga on the guitar? And that's when I knew. My brother and I got mad because he heard I was, he did your show. Me and Lee Shop Will, XL, yeah, we did it, man. You got to make money out here, man. I mean, I was the bad guy.
No, and
you know, gospel folks, they go.
No, I appreciate that, man, because like you bringing me out there and doing that for me, it was something that I always wanted to do, and I knew it was a way to do it, and I'm glad you did because it broke me out of the box of just being one-dimensional, and it's so sad because I see all those guys, they still one-dimensional, man.
Yeah.
And I done left from Pike County and went to Japan, Africa, Russia, New Zealand, Brazil, you know, because I got out of that box, that one-minded, that one-dimensional, and I reach more people singing blues, but in ministry, than the average preacher, the average 60 preachers here. You know.
Your audience and those ministers are the ones that would always, they got some negative to say, but you don't know what God planned is. See, I'm a very spiritual man. I was born on Christmas Day, and God blessed me with many talents. I can play your pianos, I can write your music, I can build your house, because God blessed me with an open mind. You know what I'm saying? And you got to have that open mind to go out and do what you, the gift that God gave you to make money off of and then pay your tithes. When I say pay your tithes, I don't mean go to the regular old Baptist preacher out there who trying to get his anniversary money.
Right.
I'm talking about help somebody. There's all different ways of paying tithes.
It is.
I have church right here for those who can't get to church. So all they have to do, listen Sunday morning, you're going to hear Lee Williams. All they have to do is pop their phone on. You know what I'm saying? That's the gift that God gave us. We couldn't afford the $200,000 FM radio stations, and that kind of hurt us politically, academically, all kinds of ways. Our young people getting into sports, that's why Prime up at Jackson State, he's tying in with music people because we got to put this thing together where we can serve our people. People is certain leaders like yourself, myself, Prime, Obama. God gives all of us different talents to put together to help our people who are less fortunate. And this is what we want to do, is get away with the player hating and all that and promote each other. We got a new thing we're getting into. It's called Black Country Music, and what we are doing with some business partners, we are teaming up with how do we make this famous? How do we get to the award show? A lot of people call and say, why y'all don't be on the award shows? Why y'all don't be on the certain Oscars and all that kind of stuff? It's the content of the music, the fan base, and all of this wrapped up in one.
Yes, it's a lot. It's from the content of the music, it's from the fan base. It's it even goes further than that. It's from the business. This music game, and notice I said game. This music game is just what I just said. It is. It's a game. Any game have rules. It have summer camps. It has, you have to do what it takes to get on the court.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to get in the game, you got to get on the court.
You
got
to get on the court.
How do you get on the court in this music game? Well, you have to educate yourself on how this game works. Most songs, I would say most hit songs, are not good songs.
Yeah.
It's songs that they played the game, and then it was played long enough, and it, whatever's repetition played in your head.
That's it, man.
You will learn to love it.
Yeah, simple hooks. That's why you don't just say, that's what I think that's a part of your success. You sing simple hooks that the mama walking around, she making biscuits and have it clean in the house. She can sing it. She's not, I mean, you're not like, you sing at a low register, and it's easy to sing. You ain't got to have a Patti LaBelle voice. Right. Like you played your doggone self three words hooks and all that. Yeah. And right now, we're going to go back into the studios and play another song on Castro Coleman. We got to get to some more business, and we are going to answer your calls later on after the show. This is being recorded, a podcast, so you can have this
and
pass it on. And we're going to let you be able to get it on your social medias right here. But it's Castro Coleman in the studio. We got some more business. He got some business, and he got to run, as usual, on the road. But you got any last statements that you would want to add to this segment, Castro?
Yeah, the key to everything right now is love conquers all. It breaks racial barriers. It breaks the player hating. If you learn to love, love conquer all. So I'm on this love train right now.
Are you?
I'm on this love train, and actually my next record is going to be geared toward love conquers all.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not a message that the world want to hear, but the world need to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And just everybody love everybody. Man.
That's what it is, you know, all the stress, you don't need the stress. Get those people, black-spirited people, get them out of your lives. I always tell them, I mean, you never saw Superman not happy, because right. I get up every day and I pray. And I'm telling you what I do. I pray every day. Yeah, I don't never lay down. Me and my wife never has an argument without solving it before we go to bed.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm doing a version of one of your songs, but we got, you know, copyright stuff is because I thought so much of this, and I think so much of you and family, from a family orientated, you know, I wanted to do this song because it's some lyrics in there I see for other young men going through some changes, you know what I'm saying? There's a thin line between relationship and sanity. Relationships can be bam.
Right.
But if you don't handle it right. So you gotta be strong mentally and choose the right people, and if things don't work, bam! Have a glass of ice water in a mayonnaise jar. And go on. That's right. That's what time it is, and you never and then somewhere down the line you might end up, it was just a temporary wake up.
Right.
Yeah, and this is what life is all about. Dark days and sunshiny days. Right. A lot of people we talk to them about, I'm going to commit suicide. Hell, what for, man? Tomorrow going to be all right. It's just raining now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, life is like the weather. You always have some good days, and you're going to have some bad days. But on your bad days, just know that it's going to be all over in the morning, and everything will be all right. Hey, give you and Castro Coleman a big round of applause. We got some more business we got to go into. Well, what we're going to do now is let you know you're going to win it right here on Superman Radio. We're going to hit my favorite, man. I'm looking at the Castro Coleman. I mean, you ain't never did a record like that. Ow!
even going to sing that. I'm going to swing out right here. Come on.
Yeah. Okay, now, I'm going to let that play out. Now, I need to go over here. Okay, I'm going to call it.
Thank you, Jesus. Closed me in my right mind. Gave me limbs that I was able to go by. Eyes that I might see his glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, blessed is the man who trusts God. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Hallelujah. Praise him. This morning, brothers and sisters, we are coming from Matthew 13 and the 30th verse. Let us read. Let both grow together until harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them. But gather the wheat in my barn. Oh, hallelujah. He said, the wheat, these are the faithful. These are the true. Those that have had a spiritual birth, the faithful ones, be gathered in his barn, into his house. Oh, the house, he said, in my father's house, there are many mansions. And he's going away to prepare a place for them. That's the barn he's talking about. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes. From this passage, we will have a subject. A harvest is going to take place. Amen. Yes, brothers and sisters, a harvest is an annual celebration that occurs around the time of the main harvest. It occurs in different times around the world due to the climate. Amen. Harvest is a time when you reap what you have sowed. Yes, reap what you have sowed. We know in Galatians they say, for God is not mocked. But say, when man sow it, he shall reap. Hallelujah. If you sow some love, you'll reap some love. If you sow some hatred, you'll reap hatred. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes, you may harvest your sweet corn in the summer. Harvest your sweet potatoes just before the frost. When the vine began to turn yellow. Harvest is a noun, meaning the time of the year when crops are ripe and ready to gather. A harvest festival reminds Christians of all the good things God has given them and should make them want to share with others who are not so fortunate. Can I get a witness? Amen. Yes. Brothers and sisters, the harvest is going to take place. And what kind of fruit are you producing? To produce good fruit, a spiritual fruit, a spiritual birth must take place. I said, to produce spiritual fruit, a spiritual birth must take place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, saying that you must be born again, that is. Saying that which is born of the flesh is of the flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is of the spirit. Hallelujah. Can I get a witness? We find out in John there was one named Nicodemus. Nicodemus, who was a ruler of the Jews. So Nicodemus, he wanted to know, how can he enter into the kingdom of God? for no man can do these miracles that you do. Hallelujah. The miracles that Christ did, or what he do, that there was a wedding in Cana, and they ran out of wine. And Christ told them to fill the pots to the brim. And he turned the wine, turned water into wine. Hallelujah. And there's one that was named Blind Barnabas, who was on a Jericho road, who was sitting there as people passed by, begging for alms that he might survive. And then he heard that Christ was coming by. He heard Christ come by, and he began to cry out, "Thy son of David, have mercy on me. Thy son of David, have mercy on me." And others told him to be quiet, but he cried out the more. Don't let no one hinder you from your blessing. And Christ heard him and stopped. And command him to come. And Christ asked him, "What do you want of me?" He said, "That I might see." And Christ said, "Do you believe?" He said, "Yes, I believe." And when he said, "You believe?" He said, "His sight began to come, and he began to see." You had to believe. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Have you believed? Yes. Yes, Christ is good, isn't it? Yes, he's good. Yes. You see, he said, for no man can do these miracles except God be with him. Hallelujah. Yes. See, Nicodemus, he wanted to know how can he enter into the kingdom. And Christ told him, "Very, very, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Oh, Lord, yes, brothers and sisters, he means a spiritual birth is needed, to enter into the kingdom of God. And a spiritual birth is required in order to produce spiritual fruit. Oh Lord, good fruit. I say good fruit. Fruits of love. Oh Lord, meekness. Oh Lord, compassion. And long-suffering. Oh Lord, you cannot produce these fruits unless you have had a spiritual fruit. Now, we find out in this parable, Christ is saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man who sowed good seeds in his field. Oh Lord, but while the man slept, it tell me his enemy came and sowed tar, seeds of corruption among the wheat. Oh Lord, we know his enemy is Satan. And Satan went his way. Satan is a coward. He is a coward. Would not face this man, but came while he was asleep. Oh Lord, he is deceitful. Cunning. Warn not to be trust. You see, ever since Satan became a wicked spirit, oh Lord, he promotes wickedness. Sowing his seeds of corruption while the caretaker slept. Oh Lord, it says in darkness he prevails. Watching for the opportunity to catch you of God. Oh, my Lord. So, brothers and sisters, undertaker, slap. Uh-huh, a coward kills. Yes, we can see that the caretaker could not see no difference in the seas. Oh, Lord, it tell me, but when the seas sprung up, uh-huh, the caretaker was able to see the difference between the wheat and the tar. The tar, corruption, uh-huh. And it tell me the caretaker went to the household, uh-huh, and saying, sir, did not thou sow good seeds in the field? Oh, Lord, if anybody's sowing any good seeds today, if you're sowing love, uh-huh, you're sowing good seeds. If you're sowing mercy, you're sowing good seeds. If you're sowing compassion, it's sowing good seeds. Oh, it tell me, uh-huh, where did the tar come from? This is what he's saying. Did not thou sow good seeds in the field? And he say, where did the tar come from? Uh-huh. And it say, and now the household, knowing that his enemy Satan, uh-huh, had came while he was asleep, uh-huh, and sowed tar among his good seeds. Oh, a cowardly heel. Uh-huh, cunning heels. So now we know when we are doing what is good. Uh-huh, our enemy, Satan, uh-huh, will try to mislead you. Uh-huh, he's not your friend. Uh-huh, he may act like he is. Oh, Lord, he may act like he is. Oh, Lord, don't let him fool you. Uh-huh. He's up to no good. Oh, Lord, don't let him fool you. He's up to no good. Oh, don't let him deter you. Uh-huh. Continue to do good. Uh-huh. It will pay off. Oh, Lord, it will pay off. Uh-huh. Because, brothers and sisters, what you do for the Lord will pay off. Oh, Lord, yes, your enemy will come while you are least expecting. Uh-huh, when you are asleep. Uh-huh, it tell me when the seas sprung up. Uh-huh, now the caretaker were able to see that there was some tar corruption mixed in with the wheat. Uh-huh. Oh, Lord. Yes, we can dress up. Uh-huh. Make up. Uh-huh. Cover up. Uh-huh. Cover up your true identity. Uh-huh. But eventually, your true identity will be shown. Oh, Lord. So now, the caretaker, uh-huh, want to gather the tar out of the wheat. Oh, Lord, it tell me, but the household, I told him to let them grow together until harvest time. Oh, Lord, I said, until harvest time. We know that harvest time going to take place. Uh-huh, we know who's going to be doing the harvest. And only Jesus is able to separate the tar from the wheat. Uh-huh. I said, yes, a harvest, it will take place. Uh-huh. Yes, we are not to try to separate the tar, uh-huh, from the wheat. Uh-huh. It says, because when we gather, uh-huh, up the tar, we will also root up some of the wheat. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. We are to let them grow together until harvest time. Oh, Lord, a harvest time is going to take place. And tell me, in this parable, the seeds represent the word of God. Oh, Lord, the word will never go out and come back void. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The seed, I tell you, the seed begins to germinate. Oh, my Lord, when God's word begins to germinate in your heart, uh-huh, I tell you, you become a different person. Oh, Lord, being in the Word of God, will begin to germinate in your heart. The hearts of men and women. Tell me, but at night, yeah, tell the enemy, the wicked spirit, Satan, came sowing his seed of corruption. Oh Lord, seed of corruption. Tell me, and these seeds of corruption germinated and sprung up. But it tell me a harvest is going to take place. Before dawn judgment. Dawn judgment. A harvest is going to take place. Brother and sister, it tell me Christ and his reapers, his angels, will come and separate the tar from the wheat. Oh Lord, tar from the wheat. It tell me first, they will gather the tar in bundles. Oh Lord, and cast them into the hell, the lake of fire and brimstone. Oh Lord, it tell me there will be wailing, howling, weeping, and gnashing of teeth, tormenting all day, tormenting all day. It tell me, but the weak, oh Lord, which is the righteous, shall dwell with Christ. Oh Lord, you dwell with Christ. I said they will dwell with Christ in a home that's not made by hand. Because it says in John 14, he said, let not your heart be troubled, for in my Father's house there are many mansions, and I'm going away to prepare a place for you. And where I prepare that place, I will come back that you might be with me. Oh Lord, that's the place that the saints would go to be with Christ. And tell me that place, there will be no more rain, and the thunder won't roll, and the wind don't blow. There will be peace there, peace surpass man's understanding. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh Lord, thank you Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you Jesus. Yes, you can go home with Jesus. Only the saints. How it's going to take place. Jesus coming to the house. Separate the sinners from the saints. Hallelujah, thank you Jesus. Praise the Lord. Just hear from you next week. May God continue to bless you. Amen.
Part B, two things happen. Y'all know these two things. They're going to take that $107.10 out of that Social Security check, and there is a $233 deductible to go to the doctor. Now, most of you guys have Humana, so I'm going to bring that into play. I'm just telling you about that original Medicare card. And that's original Medicare, and that's how it works. Okay? A lot of your doctors, and you probably have heard this, and that's all, it's fine, you know, because it's not even about me, it's about you guys. A lot of the doctors do not want you guys to go to the all-in-one plans. They want you to stay with the Medicare. Have you heard that before?
I heard today that some of the dentists are just getting out, period.
Getting out of?
Of Medicare, period, anything.
Of Medicare?
Anything.
Well, you know, Medicare don't cover the dental part of it. Probably some of the out-of-network. You know, when you're dealing with your Humana, it's PPO. It's out-of-network, in and out-of-network. Okay? So you have a choice.
I'm sorry. If I went today, that's how I know.
Okay.
And my dentist told me today that he, Dr. Lewis, Eric Lewis, has completely got out of the NLD.
So he'll take anything.
Uh-huh.
And he told me
that he's trying to keep it low, and he hasn't raised it since Dr. Wash left. But with the overhead being so high, that he might have to do that.
It's awesome. You know, and they have that option, usually your dentist, and usually your doctor too. They can go out of network. I mean, they don't have to take it, bottom line. They're trying to fight because with the Humana, we here, and what my mother had an angel over here. Well, she feels a little bit different, but it doesn't matter to you.
Ma'am?
I could never get enough because a lot of them are just going to be able to talk about it.
Does Medicare have anything that we can get where we can get down?
Well, Medicare doesn't cover it.
I mean, what is it that we have now?
Yeah, they have plans that cover some of the pool, and that's one of the things I'm going to tell you about New Year for you guys. Because majority of you guys do not get that extra help or Medicaid. You know what I'm talking about? How many people coming in here with the Medicaid, full Medicaid, they don't have to pay anything. Mm-hmm. They don't have to pay anything, nothing. They don't mm-hmm. pay anything. Okay? They get all the dentals, you know what I'm talking about, the crown, partial, a little bit of extraction. They get all that. All that. When they get the full Medicaid, or they But you guys don't. So that was one of the things that when we have our meetings in the year, I'm saying, okay, wait a minute. Now I can understand low income or whatever, but still, you know, everybody's living on fixed income too, and everybody's right. going out. So my people that don't have the Medicaid need something
too. All right.
Amen. So there is going to be a plan that's coming in. It was here last year, but this year it came back and she have a full deal. That's crown, denture, partial, unlimited extraction, all that.
That's going to be under Humana?
Yeah, under Humana.
Praise the Lord.
And that's January. I'm going to
go over that.
I'm going to
go over that plan. And I'll probably go over individually or Barbara, her client, over individual job. So that is going to be a new thing that's going to be coming for this year. Also, something new is coming for you guys. Now, I don't know who has this or whatever. They got a new chronic SNP. And that's, when I say a SNP, it's a special needs plan. My chronic people, those are people who are diabetic and heart conditions. They got a new plan that's coming in this year. And on this plan, bring it up here. And I'm glad that they did because some of my people that have diabetes or chronic heart problems or things of that nature don't have extra help for some reason. So this particular plan, it's not going to cost you anything, the zero premium plan.
Oh,
the qualifications, of course, diabetic, and that's just about a lot of us, if I can say that in Mississippi. Diabetics and heart problems. Chronic heart disease is a problem. Again, this plan is zero. It also has your primary doctor would be $5. A specialist would be $25. In hospital stay, if you're going to the hospital. Now, on y'all's plans, you have the same thing. You have a copay, and I went over that with a lot of you guys. You have a copay going to that hospital. The plans you have now, except for you, Miss Andy, you got to suffer. I gotta know that anymore. that means this. If you go into that hospital, Humana's gonna pay everything but that copay. You're responsible for that. Okay? And I think I've talked to just about all of you. Some of you have that initial gap. And I have the brochure back there with GTL. That's what this comes in, and a lot of you do already have this. That's gonna come in and cover that hospital stay when you go in that hospital. So you won't have to pay anything, okay? This goes with any other plan, any of them, all right? If you have a question, you'll follow back on that. That's just totally different. On this chronic plan, also has a $75 food card attached to it. So you ain't got to have Medicaid, you just put it like that. $75, what that means is this. Every month they'll load it $75. You can shop at Walmart, Dollar General, we don't have a Kroger or a CVS anymore.
That's the
here. But and Walgreens. You can buy your regular food. You can buy your meats and your bread and your tea and your fruits and your vegetables. Regular food. No hot.
Let me ask you a question. Are you saying this is part of the plan that requires you to either be diabetic or have a heart condition?
Yes, ma'am.
So that doesn't apply.
Everybody. Thank
you. We're not a great systemic partner. We're not a great systemic partner.
Well, the thing of it is, there's a questionnaire. Now, I'm not going to stop it. I'll send it in and she has to go to the doctor. Because most of us may be a diabetic. You're talking about keto or insulin. You know my name. You don't have to have Medicaid or anything, but it don't have a food card attached. That has to support them. Y'all got any questions?
Yes. Okay. The card you're referring to with the $75 on it, they're going to send us the card?
Now, that's for the chronic
plan. Chronic.
That's the one that qualifies.
Oh, like the diabetic?
Yes.
Yeah.
My husband did one though.
Yeah.
He's diabetic.
Yeah. We need to talk. You're diabetic? We need to talk. Because the diabetic plan is really better than the plan a lot of y'all own. So we'll talk one-on-one on that. Okay? But I know, you know, there's a lot of people that have diabetes that don't have extra help on that. Some of the plans that's coming in is not going to have any deductibles on your drugs. And the plan that y'all have now, most of you have now, the 136 plan, guess what? You have no deductibles on your medicine.
Well, yeah.
None. Set copays. That's what you include
right
now.
So that's something new for 2020.
That is something new for 2023.
Hey,
so you do not have no deductibles. Some of your drugs, let me explain. Medicines comes in five tiers. Lower the drug, the lower the medicine, the higher the drug, the higher. Now, if you got a drug that's in like a tier 3, 4, you usually got to pay a big amount first.
Amen.
And then it goes, let me find out. Look, let me write that out.
Mm.
Okay, that's good. On those drugs.
Good. Because right now, my husband is on the Fenra, and that's for eosinophil asthma. You know how much that medicine costs?
Oh, yeah, it's expensive.
Yes.
It's expensive.
It is.
Okay, now the plan that y'all have now, I laugh at this, but you know, the price went down from $44 to
$43. Yeah, that is funny. That's
funny. That's $12 saved a month,
a year. Yeah, it is, but I like to let y'all know
that. Go for one time.
Okay.
That's cool.
So, what you guys gotta think about, and this is the plan, like I said, majority of you have in here, that I can see, I think a few of them have the zero premium plan already. But you have to look at this. I'm looking at either that CCF plan, and we'll sit down individually, or the zero premium plan. But I'm going to tell you the difference now, and a lot of you know this. On the zero premium plan, there's a $750 deductible if you have to go to the hospital. Then you're co-pay. So you have to think about that. We don't know if we're going to the hospital or not now. So you wait. But the thing of it is, you do have something that can cover it. But you may not go in the hospital. Or you do your own savings. You know what I mean? Put it aside. You may not go. So that's an either or on that. But it is, and I stress that, it's a $750 deductible. You're going to one time, you're going to the hospital, or have outpatient. That's the plan with the full dental and stuff coming. All of them have zero deductibles on the drugs. Okay? Question. I might have something you want to say that you can match. Okay.
I was going to get the shingles shot. And it said I wasn't covered. I have to pay full price for that.
Okay. Where did you go?
I went to Walmart.
Walmart. Now, usually the shingles is on the B, as in boy, and the other one's on the D, meaning your pharmacist. You went to the Walmart pharmacist?
Right.
I mean your doctor. Okay. I'm going to double check that.
Is that your sister?
I know. Yeah, you have to make sure when you're dealing with the shingles, that it's on the part B or D.
Yeah,
if you go to the wrong place, they're going to charge.
You got to ask your doctor. Come on, don't you down.
I got my shingles shot
first.
But I saw the thing on my phone that
Where'd you go to get your shingles shot?
At Summit Express.
Where's Walmart?
She said, you going to get a new flu shot, shingles shot.
You said you went to Walmart?
Flu shot, all that shot. But I have nothing in the morning. I got to get a shingles.
Okay.
You
told me my parents will not come with
a
shingles shot.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all okay?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Because I know she has. I asked the shingles nasty thing. So I'm going to double check that for you, okay?
Yeah.
Good question. Anybody else? Okay, let me show a raise of hands that people get 700 phone calls a day.
More.
I mean,
I get so tired of it.
Me too. You know,
you gotta be very, very careful.
I don't talk to
you. And I know you guys are pretty smart. But I've had some clients that, you know, you got the smooth talking brothers and sisters out there.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. You just don't answer. Yeah.
So, do not, if they're going to tell you, I can give you $100,000,
you
don't
give me no
money. Let me call Sadie, okay? Or let me call Barbara. Let me find out, okay? And just like the life insurance commercial, Johnson, Colonial Life, $9.99 is going to be for the coverage at your age, household. So, if you're... Because I think I called. You're 50 years old, $9.99 will cover me about $700 maybe. That's $9.99. But you can go up and add more to it. So don't get... They're sending it in the mail.
Yeah.
You can talk about finances in the bag. I can take it, right? Say that 170 is out of your check. No, y'all. I'm sorry, y'all. I promise you I wish I could take that away, but that's okay. Y'all, you have to qualify.
Just don't answer.
Resources, income on that. A person that's single, income has to be no more than $19,000 a year. That's around $1,500 a month. And a married person, around $19,000 a month, which is from $25,000 a year, something like that, qualify for any extra help or Medicaid. Okay? If somebody, you know, feel like they're in that category, call me and let me know, because I do the extra help. Send them right on in, please. Okay? Medicaid, I don't say it generally to you guys, but I do, because, you know, you just never know. You know, things happen. You know what I mean? Things happen. I had a couple, you know, her husband died, and, you know, they could get any extra help. Well, now she can't. She's going to talk about because of her income. You have her income. Okay. Very, very important on that, okay? But basically, you know, like I said, I ain't gonna hold y'all all day. I promise y'all, just wanted to feed y'all. Basically, I want you to understand this, okay? You're gonna have a lot more people calling you. You have another company coming in to Pike County. I'm contracted with Shared Health.
Yeah,
so Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that a better plan?
Because they know it is. The thing about it is, you guys, when a new plan comes in the area, you got to make sure your doctors and everything's covered. Yeah, they got Southwest Hospital, okay. But you know, you got doctors practicing all down there. And they're just different. You see what I mean? We did that with United Healthcare that came in last year. You know, hey, we went to a big meeting, Southwest was there, blah, blah, blah. We signed some people up and have to re-sign them back. Because they're not taking it. So, you know, stuff like that I don't like. So, I always say, well, then I'm contracted with it. They got some good benefits too. You know what I'm talking about? I'll wait in here. I'm going to see how everything smooth is going to flow. You know what I'm talking about? Because like I said, in the beginning, the company got a bag me. They got the bag me because I'm on the front line talking to y'all. If something goes south, every y'all call it. So, I got that from Hancock. I try to be nice at church, but I'm something else.
focus. Seriously, on that. Another thing you got, I don't know if you're taking advantage of it, it's a small amount, but your over-the-counter. Are y'all ordering your over-the-counter stuff?
Awesome.
I do too. I just don't eat food, but yeah, you can buy mine.
Yes, over-the-counter, that's just stuff that, you know, you can get every 3 months.
I don't know anything about it.
The allowance amount, $45.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
If you don't know how to order your over-the-counter or whatever, call me. Call Barbara. We don't mind ordering it for you. Okay. She's right, but you don't. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I might another thing you guys probably don't know, if you guys can call the manager yourself or if you're a little computer, we get you more lines to read it in your account. You have to go 365. At the end of the year, every time you go to the doctor, you exercise, memorandum, all that. There's points. You get gift cards at the end of the year. So start calling those people or call me. Now, we'll tell y'all, they just call me on that, because this is open enrollment, so y'all want me to do that, I'm going to say it. You're going to have me running here, I'm talking about. I'm going to try to work it in. But you can call.
We call them?
Yeah, you call me out and you say, listen, I want to see how many 365 points I got. I'll tell you what I went, and they going to document the time to go to the doctor and stuff like that. And every little thing, exercise, they don't give you points. The most $250, $300. I'm sure y'all can find something to do with that money, okay? It's on every one of y'all's plans. Go to 365.
Okay. What gym can we go to?
The gym? Pretty much all the ones. What's that one over here by the...
Snap.
There's one on 51 by Reliable.
Yeah,
that's
Snap.
One.
Mm-hmm.
That one. That's Anytime. And there's another one. They still in contract, a lot of people like going to that gym with the swimming pool, the brand new one over there. So they still kind of get the contract to get into that.
Yeah.
But go for it. Okay? Use those benefits. A lot of you may not know or forgot about it, but they're there. You're talking about they are there. That book up there. I brought a book. And if you don't have one, I mean, I had many here, but I got plenty in my office. Okay? Yeah, the old account. Y'all picked them up? Okay, y'all may have picked them up. Okay. The over-the-counter. They got aspirin, vitamins, you know what I'm talking about? I mean, that's stuff you get at the dollar store. Okay? Thank you for your service. I see your hat. Always honor our veterans. Anybody else with a veteran in the house or a spouse of a veteran, thank you for your service. Those veteran plans, they don't have a food card on those too, but you got to qualify. I'm going to look at yours. Okay. But you guys, you know, they got the cool dental stuff like that on you guys. Mm-hmm. Okay. Any questions?
Medicinal medical marijuana, is there going, a lot of the doctors are prescribing the medical marijuana, will they have any benefits that would help out with that?
The medical marijuana. Oh, they are doing it in Mississippi. They're prescribing it in Mississippi.
Well, we don't know. I really don't know.
We have something on Delaware about the marijuana.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Well, we should.
I don't know about that at all. Yeah. I just know all the medicine.
Yeah.
Do anybody take advantage of the mail order? Or you guys, your partner? Okay, how's that working?
It works good.
And I remember to do it. They say too much medicine, or you won't run out. We're there. We love. give them a bite to eat. They would like something. Okay? All righty then. Now, so again, on the plan that y'all have, most of you guys have right now, everything is pretty much the same. Again, except your specials going down if you elect to stay with the plan you have now. Because like I said, a lot of y'all, my friends and my clients, I know what plan we have. I'm looking at it, okay?
Okay, Miss Sandy, 23. The plan that you're talking about, that's going to be a lot better for us. How much is it going to cost?
Zero. Oh, yeah. That's a little similar to Dolly.
Oh.
I think you have detail. You have this. So we don't care. Yeah, we're going to have to enhance a little bit on that.
I think I have that too.
That's why I said. And $23 a month times 12, y'all mathematicians, y'all talking about. Just saying, you just have to weigh your options. I'm giving it to you. Because I promise you, some other people are going to give it to you. They're going to give y'all the models every time. I have seen some stuff, you guys. I've seen agents, and it makes, you know, one agent will make everybody just about look bad. You know, when you want to go on. You're talking about it because they're thinking they out for the money. I think of that nature. You know, you just can't go put people on anything just because you want the dollar. And that's what a lot of the agents are doing. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing people that has Medicare and Medicaid on plans that these people is in help. And I'm trying to understand why they're putting them on these plans. We saw them. I'm glad they bought them down. Another thing for us that I'll let you guys know, CMS, that's the Center for Medicare and Medicaid, they have us now. We don't have a face-to-face meeting with you. If I do enrollment, I have to enroll on the phone. Got to be recorded. It's for you guys' protection. It's for us, but it's for you guys, okay? So let's go back to the same thing, but you come out and you start at the kind of Medicare, they're going to find out what's going on. So anytime if I have to do something over the phone with you guys, not face-to-face, got to record it. But, now hold on, let me say this now. You can decline going to report it. Go back. So I have to say I have to face the face with you or something like that. Now you don't have to. Let me get back.
What's your question? Is Humana buying all over the state?
They have different plans all over the state. It's just like County don't have all the plans like that. Because my plans in Marion County and Hattiesburg, they got all of them. All of them. Mm-hmm. And Louisiana is even better, y'all.
Yeah.
I mean, their plans are out of the box. Even for you guys that don't have, you know, if you have a plan.
Yes.
Do y'all know them?
Mm-mm.
She said if she has to go out of state with her plan now, with Humana, would she be accepted? Yes, ma'am. It's a PPO. Oh, go where you go.
Where you go.
Now, you have some HMO.
That's what I was going to about. My brother said he has
HMO. Those are health maintenance organizations. What they are doctors, they're contractors. You have to go to their doctor. Mm-hmm. But the good thing about Humana, they just started. It don't matter if you have an agent on the app with Humana, you can go where you want to go to. Now the rest of them are like that. Yes.
Really?
Yes, right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good question. Good question. See, these are things that, you know, we don't know. You know, we know that. Bobby may not know. I learned so every day, y'all. Oh, yeah, but I'm going to try. You know, right before COVID 2020, that was my target of going out to churches and stuff like that so I can educate you guys because, you know, it's a doozy. It's a lot. And we have to train and pass tests and make certain amounts of scores on there to I keep saying selling, y'all. I hate this. Y'all don't like services. Book of business. This is just the first part. This is here. I got another seminar in Columbia next couple weeks, because I got 200 or 300 over there I got to do. So it's hard. And I thank God for Michelle, God, thank God for her. I tell you what, she's
she helps me so, so much. And Candy Wendy, aka Barbara, you know what I mean? But she helps me because, like I said, when you have a big book of business, you just can't, it's just seem like a big congregation. You don't know everybody. I have said it all the time. Kim Talbot, you can't reach out and touch Kim Talbot. And I want to make sure that I have the relationship with you guys that I can be there. Okay? Try my best.
Can I share this? You know, I had called you in reference to my husband, the man who said he was in Kansas, what God blessed, where nobody would die. We called AstraZeneca. And AstraZeneca, for those with similar shots, they're going to take care of that. We will not have to pay $1,014.
I remember. Every
time you get a shot. Mm-hmm. So, I'm saying those people that have to have stuff like that,
yes.
The, call the company that makes it. And they'll give you, you can get on there a plan.
That's right.
And
that's
it's
right.
Worth it because, you know, and now with him having to take for Cigra, it was $460 for the first bottle of pills. And when they got a refill, it was $146. So, you know, those just run out. So we call AstraZeneca again,
right? Exactly.
You call the drug company, and they will give you, they have, you know,
and that is
a
so
patient
true. That is so true, because there are some expensive medications out there.
Yes,
you
it
know,
is.
Third parties, they're out there. It's just like you guys with the hospital, when people go in there with not even insurance, those hospitals are covered by
yes,
and they
are.
Have programs that will help you. You know about them.
Sure
you know, bottom line, they do.
They do. They do. Stay
but they don't think they won't pay.
Mm-hmm. They won't give
but they have. You know, I was sharing with a group before life came in. I had a, bless her heart, a little client that, you know, her little income, I mean, it's very low. You know, $600, $700. Just imagine you guys. See, you got to think about it. And I know you levels too. Imagine what you're living on. $600 a month you have to live off. She had nothing. She didn't have a prescription plan. They was taking the 170 out of her check. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, so you take 600 now from 170.
No, so you ain't got no money.
How you gonna live off? And it was a referral. It was one of my cards got mail, so I know what number guys. I give it all to them, guys. And she called me. And I told her, I come out. Make a long story short, she has full medication. They went back, gave her 3 months back on her 170, you talk about.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just a godsend.
Yes,
you know what I'm talking about? A god, and she didn't know. So my mindset is I always think about the other
somebody
stuff
else.
You talk about. I don't know everybody's situation, but I can only imagine living off of $400
or
something.
Oh, yeah.
And there, we got people out there.
Can't
like,
even hear them. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's why I say to you guys, there are programs out there. There are everyone I try to find out, I'm gonna share. Yes. Okay?
Amen.
Yep. Any other questions or comments?
I'm gonna
hurt. You gonna hurt? No. You can do it, Casey.
You learn from Jack.
Barbara. Yeah, a lot of y'all may not know this, but Barbara Tobias here. She's my baby sister.
She the
baby. Hey, baby girl.
I ain't gonna say no more, but she's my baby sister.
Hey, baby girl.
I just love her
today.
Yeah, she's so sweet. She's so sweet. Yeah, she better be sweet, y'all. Better not come back and tell me tonight. I'll get her. But she's been in the business about 5 years now, and she's doing a really good job. I'm proud of her. But the thing of it is, it's more about. You know, the insurance business in the sense is about taking care of your clients. And I appreciate y'all. And I wanted to do a meal, but CMS requires us, we can't do a meal. I mean, a meal. Dang, I'm going to have you put it up. But there's guidelines to follow, and I can't have a meal. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. You did good.
You did good.
You did good. To know that there are some changes, please get with me still one on one. Usually my veterans, they have, they get their medical from the VA, okay? Humana has a veterans
plan for them, just the medical side of it, no medicine. Where they go to the civilian doctors, if you like, so go to the VA. They don't interchange with each other. Go to the VA, go to the VA. Go to a civilian doctor, go to a civilian doctor. But a scenario came up, which I've had this before. The person had to go to the doctor and had to use some medicine. Okay? The doctor was the civilian doctor, or dentist, whatever, prescribed it. Well, you know, they don't associate with each other. So I'm going to sit down and talk to you on that. And I need to get the all-in-one in your car just in case that happens, where you can't get your medicine here and you have to worry about the stuff. Very, very important. Because I think I'm a veteran. Now, I'm a veteran. Now, TRICARE for life, usually it's a little bit complicated because of the fact, usually TRICARE is like a Medicare supplement. Anybody know what a Medicare supplement is? This car?
Ma'am. Oh,
that was my baby sister. I want to clear this up because I hear this all the time with the Medicare Advantage plan. Oh, this is my supplement. No, Medicare Advantage, what you have now, is not a supplement. What it is a private insurance company that your Medicare approved to offer you guys more benefits, and it lowers the out-of-pocket cost. Okay? With original Medicare, there's no cap, meaning you can have catastrophic hospital bills. With your all-in-one plan, there's a cap. As you see on here, some has $4,900, $6,700. You know, talking about what that means is this. If you're out of pocket, that type of money, then you might as well pay everything for the rest of the year out. With original Medicare, there's no cap, none. If you add up. I've seen clients that had these high hospital bills, they've never been paid for hospital. On there. Because the Medicare do not have a cap on it. A Medicare supplement, those are your Mutual of Omaha's, your United Healthcare, Cigna, your Palo Humana has a supplement. Mm-hmm. What it does, it picks up that 20% that your original Medicare doesn't take care of. Mm-hmm. But it's only on the medical side. You still got to get a prescription drug. So that's your supplement. Your supplement's going to run you around $100 a month or more. And they go up every year. Hello, my people that came in. I know y'all can see it, and I understand because I'm having it's going to be like a support. Okay, so, you know, and I understand you have to work. Any other questions? Again, open enrollment, October 15th through December the 7th. My schedule is going to be in Columbia on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. I will be in the office on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. I do not work on Sundays, y'all. Please don't call me. I love y'all. Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. I will be in the office.
Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday.
And no Sunday. Underline that. What about Thursday?
Wednesday? No, Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. I'm in Columbia. Got you there. Wednesday, Friday,
and Saturday. Wednesday, Wednesday, Fridays, and Saturdays. I will be in the office. And October 15th, you'll be December 7th. Yes. So, you guys, next. What, today is the 4th, next 10, 11 days, you need to schedule something with me. You need to, so I can get going. Get you out of the way because I have so many, you know. I have to get you, and I want to get you guys first. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I gotta say.
Well, my new people come in, I'm kind of going with you, so, you know,
And that was it for the updates.